Welcome, Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Trumas Daf Chof Hei in the Oiz Vador edition. Perek Sheni Halacha Gimel Megidim the Gemara. Starting Daf Chof Dal Damun Beis in the bottom. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Der Biyudohi. Our Mishnah that says that we do Truma from Zeisei Shemen, olives that will be used for oil, on olives that are going to be kevesh, are going to be remain as food, but not the opposite. And so that we're doing from wine, which is not mevushal, wine with the, which is mevushal. This Jesus Rebuda is one who says that you always do truma from the item which is a better item, even though it's not a lasting item. Continues the Gemara Daf Chofei Amud Aleph, and here we're going to use the gears of Reb Chaim that takes the next sentence of the Gemara and puts that in the beginning. The way Reb Chaim reads it is V'omer Reb Yochanan Muchlofes Shitas Rebuda. Rebuda L'Chuyo is contradicting himself. Why? Because Lekamoni says that Rebuda Matir Breshu Mashbichur. Rebuda allows to cook wine of Truma because it makes it better. Meaning the Yain Mevushol, Yain, a cooked wine, is better than not cooked wine. And in our Mishnah it says that you could do Truma from not cooked or uncooked because the non cooked is better. So Lekhu is a contradiction in Rebuda. Says the Gemara blows away Mein and Muchlefes. Tom Bechoyen Kan Rebailing. Well, it says there's no problem. Then we're talking about the Kohen. Can the Kohen take the Truma and cook it? So we say that really cooking is a better wine. And therefore the Kohen could cook the wine of Truma. But here we're talking about the owner. The owner is doing Truma. And we're saying that the owner is doing Truma should not do Truma from wine which is mevushal on wine which is not mevushal. Because when you cook the wine loses some of its content. And if so, you may go and do truma in the wrong measurement. Because the owner may go ahead and look at it the way it used to be originally, not the way it is right now, which is a little less wine. Continues the one says, this itself is a machlekes. One says, the reason you should not cook it, because some people don't like wine which is cooked, and you're making there's less people to drink it. There's less people to drink. And one says, no, there is a lack. It's going to be less wine. Once you cook it, there's less wine. And there's a chashash. If you do it this way, you may do truma based on the original measurement and not the current measurement. We don't know who, Rabbi Yochanan Blazer, who said what. The fact that we just mentioned before, Rabbi Yochanan said that the Chor said there's a contradiction of Rabbi Yochanan. That Rabbi Yochanan in our Mishnah holds that wine which is cooked is not so good. And the Kamoni says that the Kohen can cook the wine because it is good. So Rabbi Yochanan learns that there's a contradiction. It's not a stira. Meaning, there it's the Kohen himself. The Kohen can cook it because by cooking it, he makes it better. But here we talk about the owner, and if the owner cooks it, the problem is that the measurement is going to change. So you see, Rabbi Elazar came with this answer. Rabbi Yochanan did not disagree with his answer. So what do you see? Why Rabbi Yochanan disagree with this answer? Because Rabbi Yochanan holds that when you cook the wine, you don't lose the quantity of the wine. So what's the problem to cook the wine? That there's less people to drink it. So you disagree with this answer, Rabbi Elazar. Says the Gemara, Yehuda ben Rav Ami b'shem Reish Lakish b'pishim matu b'shoyso. We also said the same idea because you have less people to drink it. So when Maseis to pligol Rabbi Yochanan, who the Braisa argues Rabbi Yochanan, because it says in the Braisa, Av mishe'en mevushol al mevushol. The Braisa argues in our Mishnah, it says you now do truma from ein mevushol on mevushol, but it says the word af means not only you can't do ein mevushol mevushol, but kol shekin mevushol she'en mevushol. This sentence is the yuk of the Gemara. The fact that the Braisa tells you that even any mevushal mevushal can do, kosher can do for mevushal shein mevushal. So this kosher can works very well according to Rabbi Elazar. Because according to Rabbi Elazar that says that when you do for mevushal any mevushal, you may go and do the wrong quantity. So that's why mevushal shein mevushal is worse than any mevushal mevushal. So if any mevushal mevushal can do, kosher can mevushal, which has a problem. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's no difference. Some people like it cooked, some people don't like it cooked. Every time you do something to the wine, you're reducing the amount of people that could drink it. If it's cooked, So there's some people that won't drink it because it's cooked. If it's not cooked, some people won't drink it if it's not cooked. So really, it's the same. It's mevushal ve'ein mevushal. It's not a koshekin. You're just saying you can't do truma from something which some people eat or something which some other people eat. Answers the Gemara now with base. Omar ve'eimi loitanya bi'achron af. Right? This brayse doesn't hold the gears on af. It's not a koshekin. The brayse just says you can't do truma from ein mevushal on mevushal. It doesn't say even ein mevushal mevushal. Because really, ein mevushal mevushal, mevushal ein mevushal really equal to each other, and that goes according to bi'achron. Kedush the Gemara now says, the Mishnah said that you're not allowed to do truma from bad and good. But if you did it, it's okay. It works. Says the Gemara, Oma Aboyin Bar Kano B'Shem Rebbe, how do we know that? V'loitisu alav chet, says, if don't do truma from bad and good, because then you will have a chet, you will have a sin. Mimashu b'nisius ovo, in the fact you have a sin, ata yodea mashu osu osui. You learn from the pasuk that if you did it, it's done. Because if the Torah is telling you that when you do truma from bad and good, there's no truma, so which aveir do you have? Just because you attempted to do it? But the Maaseh, it didn't happen. The fact is, the sea is sovereign, someone's carrying his aveiro, Mashra, it is effective, she told you not to do it. So you see that doing truma from bad and good does work. Kedush the Gemara quotes the Mishnah Chutzpah Azoinim, we said you can do truma from two different meanings, there are kilayim zebezeh. But if they're not kilayim zebezeh, if they're not kilayim with each other, you could do truma from one another. Except zunim, which is a type of wheat, which is not edible, that you can do truma from there. How davar shu oichel mutter? If you do from two foods, which are not kilayim with each other, you could do truma one on another. This our mishnah goes like Shua Babesi. The one Shua Babesi, Shua Aviv, Shua Babesi said the name of his father. Toimi min ayayin al choymetz, avaloi min choymetz al ayayin. You could do truma from wine on vinegar, or really sour wine, but you can't do from vinegar on wine because it's worse. All of it Torah, but if you did do it, truma so truma, it works because if you do b'dievet on something bad, something good, it does work. So the more Rebbe or Yimir, yayin v'chaymet shnei minim. Yayin v'chaymet is considered to be two separate things completely. They're two different meaning. Ain't Torah mivul ma'asu mizalzi. You can't do truma and ma'asu from one and another. So the Rebbe Chaim learns that this Gemara is really bringing this as a question. According to Rebbe, why didn't the Mishnah bring this as an example? The Mishnah tells us, you can do truma from two different meanings, there are kilayim zebezeh. And there's one case that even though it's not kilayim, but it still can't do it, and that's the zunim, that type of wheat. Why don't you bring wine and chaymet, which is mamish, the same min, and you say you can't do truma one from another? So the Chora Mishnah doesn't work like Rebbe. It says the Gemara, Rebbe agrees that midiraiso, you could do truma from wine and chaymetz. So my time in the Rebbe. So what's the reason the Rebbe that according to Rabbanu you can't do it? Shimoimer atken. If you're saying that like this, the what? Shemutay truma min ayin lechaymetz. You could do truma from wine and vinegar. He's going to come and say, so I can also do truma from vinegar and wine, even lechatchila. So that's why we said, don't do truma from wine and chaymetz at all, and that's it. But midoraisa, there is truma. So therefore, our Mishnah didn't bring this as an example. Mishnah ended and said that kishus v'amalafafoin, it's different types of cucumbers or gourds, minechot. The Bidoim or Shneimin, you could say there'd be two meaning regarding truma. So the Gemara, Bidu Kedai, say, Rabbonin Kedai, Kedatain, they each are going lechitosom. The one we learned over there, a kishu samel hafefoin, this pumpkin and cucumber, two types of gourds, ainum kilayim zebezeh, not kilayim. So also by truma it works. That's rabbanon. Rabbi Doyim a kilayim. It is considered to be kilayim, and therefore you can't do truma for one another. So the machlekes of Rabbanon Rabbi Doyim in Maseches Kilayim is the same machlekes over here, legabe truma. Hadron toimim. This is the end of the second parak of Maseches Trumas, and with this we conclude Yoshal Mitrumas Daf Chof Hei.